Checking for bugs. So if someone has kuzbara, and then we should say cilantro, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cilantro. Huh? And Avir. Open the window.
Yes, they haven't put too much background noise. I can't.
Okay. I'll speak loud.
No, that's not the issue. I can't do it over noise.
I'll speak very loud.
That will hurt the ears.
Okay. Kuzbara, cilantro is called in English, right?
It's wonderful. Great if you have any heavy metal problems.
Metal?
Mercury, lead, plutonium, uranium.
Grateful good.
Iron. Bekitsur, if it's grown... Not it's grown with bugs, right? Not the bugless one. There's three ways you could use it. The first way is to cook it in water, and then drain it in a very very safuf, very very safuf. No, that's all for.
Squished together. Things weren't too close.
Yeah, a sifter, which is very, 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 very close to each other. Very small holes.
Very fine.
Very fine. Okay? And then you can use the liquid, you can't use the leaves. Another way, which some poskim don't like it so much, Rabbi Yosha doesn't like it, is to take the special bag that you cook in. Also has very, very small holes. It's basically
cheesecloth.
Like an undershirt. Yeah, cheesecloth. You put it in there and you cook together with the food. Rabbi Yosha doesn't like it. He says, yeah, but you're enjoying also the bugs. So what does Rabbi Yosha say you should do? You should first soak it in water well and clean it as much as you can, and then you can do it. The third way to do it, we learned already. Yeah. First you put in soap and water and you clean it really well, and you try to clean it as much as possible. Then you grind it, it's very, very small, very, very small. When it's very small, you can use it like that, okay?
What about putting it into a coffee pot filter? Like you're making coffee, but instead of putting coffee beans in, you're putting cilantro in.
Is it very close to holes?
There are no holes in a coffee filter.
Oh, is this also like a cloth?
No, the paper.
Paper?
The coffee paper.
Also
paper.
Good.
Because you can use that.
Same idea.
You can use that to filter the water.
Mm-hmm.
Same idea. So if you have polluted water, you put it through your coffee maker.
Yeah, if you had dry kuzbara, you should look at it. There's no nothing moving in there. Nothing moving is the setup. Kuzbara bugless is the easiest. All you do. It's soaking in water for 3 minutes, wash it well, and so. That's just a chadchila, but the avad, even if you just wash it. Okay, this is easy. Rabbi writes this also. Cool. Cabbage. You don't have to buy the bugless one. You can buy also not bugless one. It's not very difficult. Why? The difference between it and other leaves is that as you know that cabbage is like a plastic type of material, sort of, yeah? It's different than lettuce and other greens. So, usually the bugs will be on it, not in it. So what you do is, you cut the cabbage into quarters. Yeah? You take out the first four leaves, of each quarter, first four leaves. Mm-hmm. Throw them out. Then you take the cabbage apart until the place where it's really, really tight, then you don't have to. Like, take it all apart, put it in soap and water, 3 minutes, and then each leaf you have to rinse really well. It takes some time, it takes a lot of water, but I do it a lot of times. And now you don't have to check it after. If you clean it well after under stream of water, you don't have to check it afterwards. If you buy the bugless one, you don't have to do anything with it. Just give it. That's if you want to make salad out of the cabbage, but if you want to cook the cabbage, or you want to If you want to kvosh it, then kvosh it, then pickle it. Then it's easier way than what we just said. You take the cabbage, take off the first four leaves. Afterwards, look in the outside to see if there's nothing there. If there's anything there, just cut that place. If you see like a place where there's a hole through or something, cut that place. Take the whole thing, put it in the freezer. For a salad, you can't put it in the freezer because you'll destroy it. But for cooking, it's okay. Put it in the freezer for how many hours did you stay here? 48 hours. Then, take it out, cut it, rinse each leaf by itself. Well, it's a hassle. And then you can cook it. What is a kruv nitzanim?
Kruv ma?
Nitzanim, whatever it is. Levavot dekel, palm hearts. You don't have to check them. What's the bracha? Right? It says here.
Yes, show me my
Adama.
Because
we planned it for that, exactly.
It's basically Adama. You show Shem Kol, you show
Adama. I make Adama.
Okay, we say Adama, but you know the people who will say they have to do it. It's actually a branch. There's a type of palm tree that has many small, slender trunks. And that's what it's not a big, tall one.
Yeah, I would assume that they don't take off the whole tree for that.
Yeah. No, but also, yeah, it's like kids crowding more and more narrow ones.
Malafafon, cucumber, you don't have to check. Also sprouts, you don't really have to check. Nana says the Ben Ish Chai, "Shomer na psho yirchak neem v'lo yavor ha'shulchanah." Ben Ish Chai said,
"I think it's a little Moroccan. You're a little tough."
Yeah, don't eat them. If you want to save your soul, don't eat nana mint.
Why?
Because the red is mint. Yeah, without the bugs. It's bugless mint. Okay, now you can eat, of course. Solet. You know what solet is? What is it? Solet in English?
Semolina, right.
You don't have to check.
But that's the flour.
Solet?
Right, the ground flour.
Flour, yeah.
Yeah, that you have to check it like any other flour.
Flour itself.
Yeah.
But once it's into semolina, they do something to it.
No, it's a little heavier. It's heavier grains.
But if it's ground in the flour,
you have to look at it that there's no webs, and then you can. Selek, you know what selek is? Beets. Mm-hmm. Okay. Beets, just take off the head. Now, if you cut it and you see that sometimes there's all kinds of mechilot that.
Tunnels,
then you have to, of course, cut around them.
Now, there are two parts. One is the bulb, and one is
the leaves, the greens. The greens, if they're not in the bugless, so you put them in water and soak for 3 minutes. You could also clean them with a
brush.
The brush, right? Then you shake off the water. Rinse it, shake out the water, and look against lights. Look for tunnels, look for little green, light green bugs. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to see them. You have to look in the bright light. Alei selek.
Again,
it's very hard.
You need strong light.
If you need strong light, then it's see-through, then you can see something which is different in the color. The bugless one, they sell also. I heard it's not very healthy to eat a lot of it.
But it has a good sense of iron.
Okay. But it has a lot of salt or something. I don't know.
And it's
by the way, for iron supplement,
greens.
Beets, raw, peeled, cut the piece and put through a juicer.
Yeah,
live beet juice is phenomenal iron.
Yeah?
Has folic acid in it, other things that the body needs to absorb the iron.
I do a lot of time just with carrots. Together with carrots, I do.
We've had cases of people where no iron supplement would raise the iron in the blood. After
only
a week or two of that, boom.
We can't have too much at a time, right?
You will be very busy in the toilet.
And your kidneys are going to work too hard.
Oh my God.
Okay. Agvania also, you don't have to check. Unless you see those problems.
What is it?
Don't be so sure. That's not right.
Huh?
There are worms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if they look
you
okay.
Can see them, you can see them easily.
Yeah, if they look okay, nothing is soft.
Yeah.
If something is soft, there's
no
hole. If there's something is soft, peel it, take off that piece and look at it. Sometimes you'll see white worms.
Yeah.
They're white.
Where the leaves. Where it's attached.
You
to
take
it.
Off that part of one, right?
Other than that,
answer. What is this?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
There's a tomato blight, too, but that's not part of the
show. What?
There's mahala, fungus thing. I'm going to keep it up.
Yeah?
I'm going to keep it up. I'm going to keep it up.
Okay, if you buy lentils, you must check lentils. Very easy to check lentils. Just put it on the plate, on a white plate, and look through them. Of course, first look that there's no webs and anything. Afterwards, you have to check between them. Okay? Afterwards, wash them in water. You never know where it went through. Yirit. I don't know how to say yirit in English.
Who?
Yirit.
Yirit?
Yeah, it's also a green leaf. Tavlin. I don't know how you call it in English, so I can't tell you. Ayin Yud Reshuta.
Wait a second, I'll check.
Small green?
Small green.
Ayin Yud Reshuta? What's that?
Tav.
Tav.
Tavlin
is a
twine,
yeah? Hmm?
Like lentils?
No.
Lentils?
No. It's a plant. You have a dictionary over there?
I'm looking. It's supposed to be coming up. It's taking its time.
I knew the ratio was tough. Ah, the battery? The chashmal? The chashmal?
No, the motor. The collected tissue, we know it was a little bit.
טוב, כשתגיע תגיד לנו עלי גפן. No, עלי גפן is? Grape leaves. People use them and they put the rice
right,
in
them. You have to check for that.
You must check.
Oh,
what do you do? First of all, you take only nice leaves, young leaves. Yeah? With no bumps and no smooth leaves. That's the first thing.
Normally, if they're jarred, you have to be really careful because of the sulfites.
That's different in here. They've got bugs now.
No,
I'll tell you what I checked then.
When I've done grapes, put always lavender.
Lavender, why?
Because it's a
complex
lavender.
Oh, really?
Ah. No, doesn't show up. No, it shows up
as
a name.
I knew the ratio tough.
As a girl's name.
And yeah. It's
true,
it's true. This isn't
here.
No?
Asphodel.
What? Asphodel?
Who?
Asphodel.
Asphodel.
You heard of this apple?
No.
So it's type of plant.
It's probably an English name. It's probably something.
Okay.
In America, they don't use it. So.
Sounds like eggplant, but that's not
no.
It.
No.
The first way to clean it, you take the leaves of the thing. First of all, you put it in water and soap for 3 minutes. Then you take a scotch. Yeah?
We're talking about fresh
brush,
leaves, not
yeah,
jarred,
leaves.
Right?
Fresh leaves, of course. And you clean each side very, very well, especially where they meet like that. There's bug there. Clean it really well. And then you wash it under the stream water, really.
Where can you get fresh grape, please?
Crushed? Fresh? Where?
Yeah.
Well, go step outside. Right outside. Go out there.
Behind you, keep on. There's an immense grapevine.
No, I mean, at the store.
Hmm?
At the shuk?
It's not on the shuk also.
In the shuk.
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
But, yeah, now is the season.
Yeah. Well, I know from our garden, the bugs will love those things.
Yeah, right? But he says you put lavender there, the bugs don't like lavender.
Mm-hmm. Ah, put lavender on the grapevine? Okay. It's a lot of lavender.
What is lavender?
Lavender?
Lavender.
Hmm?
Lavender.
Lavender.
Has a strong odor.
Right.
Bugs don't like it.
They don't like it.
It's a narcotic. Don't drink it.
I thought it was a perfume or a...
Yeah.
It's a flower.
It's a flower, of course.
It's pretty flower. There's pictures of it.
It's, yeah.
But the lavender tea is narcotic.
Like
130? 120 usually. Okay. If I come on time. Alei dafna, I don't know how to say it in English. You know what alei dafna is?
Laurel?
Alei dafna.
I think it's laurel.
Tavi is there.
I call credit laurel.
I don't know.
L-A-U-R-E-L.
Isn't that a flower?
No, it's a plant. I don't know these terms in English, but it is. Bay leaves.
Bay leaves.
Bay leaves, you don't have to check. Popcorn. If you buy popcorn, the
right.
The grain, the
yeah, we get them in bags.
Right. If you want to make popcorn at home, you buy those the
kernels.
You don't have to check them. Just look that there's no webs there, nothing. You don't have to really want to check them.
I mean, by the time you put them in the popcorn maker, there's no bugs in them.
You need pop the bugs.
Especially the air poppers.
Ear poppers.
Okay, you know, parsley, they sell the roots. You don't have to check it. You have to peel it, clean it, peel it. And, the root, I'm talking about the root. Not the leaves, it's like the kuzbara, like any other leaf. Okay. So, if you buy pitriot is mushrooms. Mushrooms could be problematic. Mushrooms are problematic. You have to check them.
Very
problematic. What do you do? First of all, take one that look nice. It's important that they look nice. Because if they don't look nice, that means someone visited them. Someone which you don't want to eat. What you do is, take off the head. Okay? You look inside.
Best
first
to get
of
closed
all,
ones.
Closed?
Try to get those that are closed. Where you look at the bottom of the head, they're turned upside down.
Right, and it looks sealed.
Still sealed.
Right.
That's the best bet.
Right.
Still should check.
Take off the head, you look inside. Afterwards, you break the head. The four pieces, five pieces, take it and look quick, carefully inside. Sometimes you'll see little things moving in there. Those are our friends. We don't eat them.
Now, what about canned?
Canned, if you buy from a good... company, can look at a few pieces and see if it's okay.
So I can use
Adel.
Very talk about like canned olives.
We spoke to a canned olive.
Yeah, right.
If it has a good extra, so all you have to do is if there's a soft spot, you don't need that. Otherwise, it's okay.
You know, they always have like funny. You know, they're always like.
They're always beaten up a little bit, you know? Like Marx.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be that. That's
because how they pick them.
Right. And they pick them with. They beat the tree. Shake it. Even though that's usually they shake it, it's for they make the olives for the olive oil. Mm-hmm. The olives usually you're supposed to pick them.
They use a machine.
It shakes the whole tree.
It goes around the entire tree.
It shakes the heck out of it. Yeah.
I've seen it. It's amazing.
It destroys the whole tree, and no, it doesn't really destroy the tree.
I mean, after that, can it survive for the next season?
Yeah. Olive trees are very strange. They're very tough.
They make baskets out of the wood, the twigs.
Kohlrabi is clean. Couscous is not couscous. Cocos. Cocos is another cocos.
Coconut.
Coconut is clean also. Both if it's whole or if it's crumbs. But we said already, remember? The bracha on coconut when it's already
chopped up.
Shavings of a cocos is shakor. Kishuim, how do you call it in English? Zucchini? No, zucchini.
Zucchini is one type.
Ah, tell me about kishu zucchini. Zucchini, you don't have to check.
Summer squash.
So squashes? Green squashes?
Yeah, like zucchini and other. The soft ones, the ones that are soft, like a big cucumber.
You have Italian squash, zucchini, what's the other one? They're long and green, like cucumbers. So you don't need to check?
Wow, מאוד מקל בקמח. ממש. אני לא אומר את זה, אני רוצה לשאול את הרב כאן. קמח תירס. Corn flour, but not the white stuff.
Cornmeal.
If you don't buy, I buy bugles. If you don't buy bugles, you have to check it really well.
Mm-hmm. Also, you want to make sure that it's not GMO corn.
I know GMO.
Genetically modified Franken.
No, I buy here from the other side.
It's perfectly dangerous. Nothing like exploded stomachs.
Coffee is okay. Cacao. I mean, cocoa is okay. Shumal, fennel. Take off all the leaves. Of course, you don't need those leaves. It's good to wash each thing separately. It's like it comes like layers. Right? What's it called? An onion.
But you can make fennel tea.
Yeah, tea is different.
And also fennel greens and something else. It's very healthy. It's anti-cancer.
Sesame, you have to check really well, especially if you buy whole sesame. I tell my wife never to buy whole sesame. You know why? Because, anyways, what do you do with it? What she do with it? She puts a little bit here, a little bit there. It's not like it's a food that she's eating.
Well, if you putting it on hollow.
Yeah, so why should you buy whole sesame? Buy a white sesame. Yeah, check it. On the plate.
I mean, isn't it normally in a container?
Container? I buy in a bag.
Yeah, in a bag. Same thing with poppies. Poppy seeds.
How does he have to check? Yeah. It's simple. No, what do you mean sealed? Hermetically? No air? They sell those also. So check them. It's simple. No. You put it on the plate a little bit, and as much as your wife wants to use on a challah, for example, look through that there's no
worms.
Crumbs crawling around.
It's especially
if it's black on the seed, doesn't mean on the sesame doesn't mean it's infested.
It's especially bad during the summer, because when we work in a health food store, and all the sesame seed candy would be returned in a few days, with people screaming at you.
So. Shesek, you know what shesek is? I forgot in English how you say shesek. I forgot, I knew this. Chinese something, I don't know.
Bok choy?
No, bok choy is a vegetable. It's a fruit or a tree.
Orange.
So the yellow orange?
Yellow orange, yeah. It's cold, yeah. I forgot. I knew the name last year. Yeah, I don't know. We say shesek, you know? Shesek. You know what shesek is? It grows in Yerushalayim a lot. Shesek is a loquat.
Huh?
Loquat.
Loquat, okay.
Loquat, you just take off the head.
It's also high quat.
And open it up.
No.
Huh?
Loquat.
No, you check it. Sometimes they are, sometimes not.
Loquat, high quat.
When they're wild.
Yeah, okay.
When they're good.
You have
to get some. Yeah. Team, soon as 2 team, right? Or it was already. They were already. They're a little bit now. Strawberry. You can check them. You put them. You put them in soap and water. For you may take out the heads. Put them in some water for 3 minutes. Clean them with a brush. From the wide to the narrow. From the narrow to the wide, and then rinse them well. And then you can eat them. Masha, 3 more minutes. Tiras. He says not to eat corn in the cob. Not to eat corn on the cob. No corn on the cob? You could eat it, you have to take off all the. Take it off the cob. If they're off the cob, you can eat them. Then you have to check them. You sell them frozen usually. Yeah, you don't have to check them. You don't really have to check them.
Just the little tiny cob corns, baby corn.
And what are they called? Tiras nanasi? Ah, the small ones? Just wash it really well. Under water. Now we okay, oranges and all the citrus fruit we said already. It's good to wash them from the outside, then cut them, because otherwise a lot of times they go on your hands and or when you cut there's bugs that go inside. Or if it's soft, if you look, a lot of times there'll be worms in there. Set up. You're okay. now he wants to go through all kinds of vegetables and stuff that we eat during the year. Ooh, summer fruits, all kinds of things like that. I didn't say it. But we'll do that tomorrow, okay? It's funny that he wants to go with the Magal HaShana and it's page number Shinun Hei Shana. That's tomorrow. Today, we're going to learn more.